Yo, what up, Kev?
What's up, man?
chilling. Very much chilling, man.
Fantastic.
Cannot complain at all. I got to tell a brief story, though.
Please.
So, have I told you about the woman that lives in my complex that that blows the leaf blower every day? Have I mentioned her?
I think you might have.
Yeah, okay. So, daily...
I'm a fan of hers.
Dude, I've never thought that I could be so angry at, like, you know what I mean? Like, when a sound comes on, like, as soon as I hear that thing, I go from, like, zero to fury. It's an emotion that I've never truly felt. It infuriates me every time she does it. I cannot stand it. You know what I mean?
Well, when it comes to leaves. The work don't stop.
It must not. I'm talking every day. There was one time, like,
what time?
Well, there was one time, just actually about a week ago, maybe a couple days ago. You might even, I don't know if the microphone's picking it up. She's out there right now doing it. Like, it's crazy. It's 8, you know, almost 8:30. There was one time, it was dark, man. It was 9:15 at night.
Mm.
You cannot see the leaves on the ground in any... She was out there with the leaf blower, dude. So I'm assuming it's like a mental issue, but she's so ornery about it that it makes me upset. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever like exchanged words?
About the leaf blower? Or
about
in general?
The issue, yeah. Yeah, just like, hey,
what's up
with the leaf blower?
I've mentioned it, like, you know, it's 8 o'clock
so you got
in the
that
morning.
Leaf blower.
You know, I'm not sure. You know, but she's not. She's very much like the whole neighborhood should be appreciative at 7:20 in the morning when she starts blaring this leaf blower, and it is one of the worst sounds a human being can listen to every day. That doesn't want to listen to.
I couldn't agree with her more, though. The neighborhood deserves a hero like her.
This neighborhood. I feel like somebody has complained about it. And, you know, she's been like, oh, you going to complain now? It's going down. And it's daily. You know what I mean? But
is she out there with the mask on?
Yes. Yes.
We'll see.
And
headphones. What do you want, dude?
Yo, you got earplugs in. The rest of the neighborhood got to deal with it. You know what I mean? It's insane.
She has like the industrial grade earmuffs.
Yeah. Like she's just totally protected.
Princess Leia
from all
joints.
Of it. It's funny because my wife wasn't really, really tripping on it as much as I was initially. And now we're both, you know, in it together. It's a family bonding thing. It's, you know,
got her.
Saying?
You got her riled up.
I did.
You're out there getting your family all riled up.
I am.
We talked about this.
You know what I'm saying? Mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. I don't know what to do. I have no idea what to do, man. There's nothing in the playbook for this.
Speaking of unnecessary household implements, and I'm going to hold something up on camera that I just got that has been occupying the better part of my day. So you're not going to see it.
Okay.
But when you see it, you're going to be happy. I got this today.
All
this
right.
is a Zap-It rechargeable. So this is not the old school alkaline battery power one. This is a rechargeable bug zapper.
Shaped
like a tennis racket.
Okay, I'm familiar with those. Not the rechargeable ones, but those in general, yes.
What has become clear is that all I had to do was get that delivered by Amazon, and the bugs stay away. They know what time it is.
Because
I've been looking for bugs. I've been looking for bugs all afternoon long. And it's like ghost town out there. There's little tumbleweeds rolling around. Because we've spent a lot of time in the backyard, so there's mosquitoes and stuff. But nah, they know what's up.
So it's like, stop playing. We out.
Yeah, they're going to wait. They're going to catch me slipping. I'm not going to recharge it. And then they're going to come and get me.
That's when they're going to be ready.
Know.
Yeah. They're looking for efficiency. They're going to test it. Yeah. They're going to test it. Right now, my neighborhood, there
By the
is
way.
A... I just want to make sure you guys are aware of this. There is a ridiculously loud leaf blower. And...
Is it on right now?
It's on right now. It's getting closer and closer
awesome.
I'm having this conversation. It's the world's worst thing. And then there's music. Samba is being played in the background, which I love. That part I love. They don't do that every night, but...
Well, maybe they're doing that to combat the noise of the leaf blower.
Oh, it gets progressively louder as the leaf blower gets louder. This is a thing. This is an actual thing.
Does she have a nice form to it? Is it a nice, even...
No, it's horrible.
...leaf blowing? It's horrible. Or is she like one of those...
Okay, took video and sent it to the homies. Okay? The gardeners come out every Wednesday, right? Which, working from home, we all know, you just got to deal with the noise. Like, they're working just like you're working. So if you're upset with your gardeners, you need to tone it down, right? Knock it off.
Yeah.
He's out there with the leaf blower doing his job. Right?
Okay.
She's following him with hers. Yo, I'm gonna send a video. Like, it's
like a little kid.
It's crazy. The
fake leaf blower. Oh, man. Thank you for tuning in. Like and subscribe. This has been Trek and Kev's Garden Hour. Tune in for more of our Bug Zapper and Leaf Blower unboxings.
So, what I did read today...
Okay.
I'm sorry, man. I'm frustrated. I'm, you know, ready to go out there and just throw that thing as far as I can throw it. But I read today that... We're near the anniversary of either Milli Vanilli's hit record or them being discovered as fake or what have you. Opening question to you.
Okay.
Were you fooled by Milli Vanilli initially?
I guess. I don't know. Like, you mean fooled that they were singing?
Yeah.
This is a true fact.
Okay.
An undisputed true fact, and I will speak on behalf of the entire human population.
Mm-hmm.
There was no reason to believe that someone would fake singing that poorly. You understand what I'm... Like, I could see if they came out and they sounded like, you know, Teddy Pendergrass or something like that. And then you find out later that they were lip syncing. But they sounded like Teddy Ruxpin. And then come on, man.
Sounded like Teddy Ruxpin. So, no. God dog.
I mean, yes, I was. Yes.
You know what, man? I'm gonna go out here and say something that you are gonna be like, whatever. I think I figured it out early with them. I remember watching videos every day, right? That's because that's what you did. And I was like, there's something not right about this. I don't particularly care for it because I didn't like the music anyway.
There was so much not right with it, but go on.
It looked goofy, right? Like, they had, you know, micro braids, and it was just weird looking initially. But, you know, you could get past that. I mean, if you've seen Parliament Funkadelic, you've seen odd outfits and things of that nature, right? Like, but it just seemed a little off. So when it happened, I remember being young going, you know what, that makes so much sense, because something seemed weird about it. It just seemed weird. It was odd. So I'm going to say wasn't fooled.
It was definitely weird. But that part that was kind of like part of the draw, right? It was so different.
I wonder, as the resident record exec, you know what I'm saying, that you are. How do these groups come out of nowhere like that without this type of faking it? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't know. I think, well, it was a marketing thing, right? I mean, European dudes, relatively nice looking dudes, and they came out and they had a little dance routine and all that, and they had the what's that break beat? That Paid in Full break, right? And then, was that what it was?
Yeah.
And the other thing about it is that, did one of them pass away?
I thought so. But I don't remember that being... I remember that being a while ago, right? That's not recent. That's a while ago.
Yeah, I think it was a while ago. Mm-hmm. So the other guy ended up on Kiss FM here in L.A.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So have we ever talked about that?
Uh-uh.
I think it was Fab. And I don't remember the other guy's... I don't think I remember the other guy's name. But I think it was Fab who was on... one of them was on Kiss FM, which was right across the street from Warner. So we shared a commissary.
Okay.
So I would see that dude all the time. He's mad cool.
I'd imagine so.
And he sang everything every time he did not speak to anybody. He just sang just to prove.
Yo,
voice of an angel.
I've had enough of this. I've had enough of that part of the story. We're gonna catch y'all on the other side, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Let's get it going, okay? Are you ready?
Girl, you know it's true.
Let's go. Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah. What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Fam!
I thought you were going to sing again.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was about to. The crazy thing is that I realized that Blame It on the Rain and Girl You Know It's True is the exact same melody.
Wait a minute.
I think it is.
Huh. I'm going to have to listen to that now.
There's layers to this, man. It goes deep. It's a Milli Vanilli is an onion. It's deep.
It goes deep. What's the group that sings this song, Happy, the Only You Can Make Me Happy joint? They have another Surface. Joint with the exact same sound kit. And they're both hits.
Wait, are you talking about
Surface?
Surface?
Yeah.
Was that Surface?
Yeah, that was Surface. So they had Happy.
Yeah.
Then they had another song. Both of them are dope. Not Happy. Both of them are hits, but it's the same sound kit.
Oh, I don't remember that. Yeah. But there was a lot of that going on in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It was wild. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Real quick, thank y'all for tuning in. You can catch past episodes on rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms, with the random exception of Pandora. Kev wants me to stop saying that, but I will not. You can also catch this
Your dad wants you to stop saying that?
I said Kev wants me to stop saying that.
Oh, me? I don't care.
Oh, okay. My dad probably does then, because I haven't been drinking live on the episode. And by drinking, I mean actually just drinking liquids, because my father seems to... be bothered by that.
No, nobody wants to see that, man.
Fair enough. It's okay. You can also catch us on BTSN Pass. That is Behind the Scenes Network. You download the app or channel on your Roku or your Fire TV or Fire Stick. Once you download it, you just select the app and we are right there on the front page. Rap Sucks Radio. Me and Kev looking magnificent right there for you. So there you go. You can see it on TV. Or you could listen to it via audio. Either way, the show is great. I think it's great. And let's have a great episode. Ready? Let's do it.
I'm ready. Wow. That was quite a pep talk.
That was. Yeah. I was like, all right, go team. Kev, you titled
like the Newt Rockney of this.
Wait. Why? Okay, anyway.
I don't know. I'm assuming there may be racial connotations to that, but whatever.
What's that? Oh, boy.
We're talking about football. No, we're not.
No, we're not talking about football. Although I think you did titled this the Washington Football Team of Mayors. Good job. Good job, man. Who is doing too much?
Thank you.
Well, Barry Pressgraves is doing too much. The reason?
Way too much.
The mayor of a small Virginia town was facing calls to step down this past Monday, after a message on presidential politics that had racial and sexist overtones appeared on and was deleted from his social media. This is sourced by the Washington Post. The players involved in this are Luray, Virginia Mayor Barry Pressgraves. And other mayors that are chiming in, having sleepless nights over it, which I doubt. But there's that. I know you read that. Kevin was like, chill, fam.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah, come on.
Let's settle down a little bit. The mayor of the Facebook page of Barry Pressgraves, mayor of Luray, Virginia, statement said, ready? Joe Biden just announced Aunt Jemima as his VP pick.
Wow.
Good job.
Run that back just one time real quick.
Joe Biden just announced Aunt Jemima as his VP pick.
Wow.
Live on Facebook for you.
Wow. On Facebook.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Facebook. You deliver.
Talking to the kids on Facebook.
You constantly deliver. Of course, you guys know Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, is expected to announce his running mate in the coming weeks. I don't know when that is. Right. It's like, what are we going to do? Is he going to announce it like the day before the election? Whatever.
I would.
Okay.
I was just talking about this.
Okay.
I would wait till the very last minute.
I'm interested in your opinion on that, because it seems like ridiculous to me, but, you know, changing my mind. He said he will add a woman to the ticket, and several women of color are among those being considered. But, you know, Press Graves has had his opinion, and let's talk about his opinion before we get to the response of to his opinion. So, first of all, you're saying that he should wait till the last, he being Joe Biden, wait till the last minute? What's the reason for that?
Well, or I feel like the only reason people are talking about it is because it's kind of one of the only things to talk about that's sort of yet to be determined.
I see.
Right?
Yep.
So if you name that one, we don't even know what the extent of the debates is necessarily going to be, right? True. So it's not like a typical, you know, election cycle. And then as soon as he picks somebody, the trolls are going to get busy.
That's true. That is true.
You know what I mean? So right now, there's such a wealth of riches in terms of people who he has to choose from, that I would let it cook. Yeah. Honestly, all right. I mean, of course, what could end up happening is that he follows my advice and then, like, you know, in the 11th hour, he names Terry Crews as his VP. Which is a real Biden move.
It would be a very Biden thing to do. God, man, his image was so different before all of this. Okay.
Which one?
Wait, what did you say?
Which, who, Terry? Big Tear?
No, Joe Biden. let's not. Let's not and say we did. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, we won't. Yeah, we don't need to.
Press Graves, back to Press Graves. He is completing his second term and not running for re-election this fall. So there's that, you know. Go out shooting.
Yeah.
Go out shooting.
Exactly.
He cannot immediately be reached for comment.
Leave it all on the racist field, buddy.
He left it out there. He was like, oh, man. This was literally the last play of the game where you pitch the ball to yourself on the football field. Like, you just keep throwing it back. It's like the play is completely illegal. Ball is dead. The game is absolutely over, and you're still just tossing it up in the air and then chasing the ball. Oh, my gosh. However, there were some people who had some opinions. Council member Jerry Doffelmeyer, who is running for nonpartisan for the part-time mayoral position in the November election. He said he was saddened, disappointed, and shocked at the post, which makes perfect sense. I think that that's fairly political response. He said, you don't have to repeat it, he told the reporter, because it was just too much to be repeated. It was ridiculous. And he said, it was just inappropriate and disappointing, which I still agree with so far. We're still cooking. We're doing well. We are trying to get in touch with them. It's been a sleepless night for me. Settle down.
No.
Dial it back.
Dial it back.
Okay? just as they say, just a skosh. Just a skosh. All right?
Appreciate the enthusiasm, but, you know.
Chill.
Let's keep it realistic.
Man, we've been sleeping through racism for years now. You can get some rest. we have been sleeping through racism for years. Like, if I can go to sleep, you can go to sleep. Like, you're good. Trust me. Let me tell you, people who seem like they had sleepless nights, but they also did actually sleep. Martin Luther King, he actually slept. So you're okay. You can sleep. Malcolm X slept. Angela Davis, she seems like she sleeps pretty, you know, for the most part. I think all
you're
of
setting
the people,
bar.
I'm just saying, if they can sleep, you can get some sleep. Go ahead. It doesn't need to be a sleepless night for you. But I do appreciate the enthusiasm and the dedication to making sure that this is clearly known as a bad thing. But I just kind of want you to. It hasn't been a sleepless night for you. I'm sure it hasn't. I think you're okay. Oh my God! I read that and went, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Vote for me.
I need votes.
Yeah. Please vote for me. Nah, I'm cool. I'm cool on film. He said he's very right. It was inappropriate and it was disappointing. It was kind of a Hail Mary racist kind of thing to say. It was goofy. Aunt Jemima's image has changed, so it's not even really like, I mean, what Aunt Jemima are we talking about? We talking about the old Aunt Jemima? Because the image is different now. The logo's changing, so we don't even know who Aunt Jemima is. It might be, you know what I'm saying? Might look like Betty White when this is all over.
The crazy thing is that you knew, he typed that up First of all, when you're using that the moods of seafoam green Facebook background, you know you're about to post something racist. You could just post that into just a blank and could fill in the rest. But you know he thought it was a bar.
He did. He did.
He did. He entered like he looked around.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked around. He got hype. He went and made himself a sandwich and came back.
He made himself some pancakes.
Yeah, he did. He's sitting there flipping them hype. Like, yeah, we got him this time. You know what I mean? This is how you, if you're going to do it, you got to do it real like this. Like, this is how you do it. He was amped.
Oh, man. Did you see the picture of him?
No, I did not. You know what, man? You always, you tend to have the opinion on the picture, and I never remember to look at it.
Oh, it's because I'm superficial. And I'll post it up. He's standing there. It's a dope picture. And he's about 120, 130 years old.
Okay.
But he's standing there with his back to a window, right? So there's like, and I think the caption said that he's pictured with his reflection in the window of Uncle Buck's restaurant.
Okay.
And it's like a hell of a mixtape cover.
Yeah, it is.
It's a pretty dope photo.
That's that heat. That is that heat.
Peace to John Candy, by the way.
He came with that fire. He came with that fire.
Yeah, man. I was like, you posed for your demise. That's dope.
He's going out. He's not losing this. There's no losing.
Not at all.
You can't lose when you're down by 100 and you're getting ready to retire. Like, not only are we losing, this isn't one of those things where Kobe wants to drop 60. This dude didn't even get in the game. He's scoring 2 points on his way out, and he's throwing the ball in the stands. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter.
Oh,
I'm done.
And another lucky fan gets a souvenir.
I just watched the baseball. I just watched the baseball one where the dude
gets his head knocked off.
No. This looks like a AAA team where the guy takes third base and gives it to a kid in the crowd. He got kicked out of the
game. That's awesome. He did it while he was getting ejected.
He got ejected, so he yelled a couple words back, and then he picked up the base again.
That's fantastic.
Can I say something horrible real quick?
Yes. That's what we do.
White privilege is even reflected in sports. No other game can you argue with the authorities of the game boldly in front, and it's part of the show. It is what you do. And I know they're, you know, please don't spare me the white privilege argument, okay? I recognize that not all managers are white, although the majority of them are. I recognize that it's a thing in baseball, no matter who you are. I've seen Dusty Baker do it. I get it. But anyway, white privilege is so prevalent. Like, you can just argue with the umpire for like 45 seconds, sometimes a minute. Then you get kicked out and you get to parade around angrily, yelling in his face.
You get to throw a tantrum.
You could just throw a tantrum.
You're showing your kids the game and saying, you need to be a good sport. You need to learn how to take a loss gracefully. And then Billy Martin shows up. You're like,
just look out. Away. Like, we're done with this.
Just look away.
Between that and hockey, where you can just fight, and I'm not saying I dislike either sport. I actually enjoy a good baseball game, and I'm a fan of baseball. My father loves baseball, and as an older man, I've gotten into it. But it is just crazy how you cannot do that in predominantly black sports. Like, no, you're not going to stand there and argue with the ref in basketball. Like, it's not happening. You can say a few words, man, but security is escorting you off the court within seconds of you being ejected. Minutes. Let's say a minute.
Yeah.
Think you have 60 seconds to get off the court. I'm sorry, Kevin.
I said I'm your podcast Bobby Knight.
Right? Bobby Knight. That's me.
Don't get me started. Can I read another quote from this article, though?
Yes, you may.
Luray council member Leah Pence, I assume no relation. Mm-hmm. I think she wrote a letter to Press Graves calling for his resignation and said, "The comment you posted has a type of humor that has not been appropriate or funny in my lifetime or yours." Which is like low-key ageism. But yo, it's like, when has it ever been funny? It wouldn't have ever been funny.
She's like, listen.
She's like, there was a time.
There was a time.
There would have been a time when that would have been funny.
There was,
and Biden could conceivably have still been old enough to run for president at that time, 300 years ago. But now, it's a different day and age.
There was a time when these Negroes didn't have rights, they didn't have opinions, and that joke would have been funny right here in Luray, oh. But that time is past. They've got Beyonce, they've got Martin Luther King, they've got...
They have Terry Crews, for crying out loud. Got, that's not going to fly.
They've got Terry Crews protecting all of our white privilege. You have to watch your mouth. I should watch stop step, making fella. Fun of that accent. We have listeners in these regions.
Are you making fun of that accent?
I guess.
Shame on you.
Yeah,
shame
should,
on you.
Yeah, I should stop. I'm sorry to all of our listeners in that region, but I'm sure that, you know, Californians talk weird to you guys too. Speaking of listeners in that region, the title of this the title of this next one is Inbred Kingdom, which I didn't get initially. Thank you for the clarification, Rich.
Of course.
The attack on TikTok is so hilarious. Republican TikTok thinks Red Kingdom by Tech N9ne. What up, Tech N9ne? Is their what new up? Hype song. Yo, what was the source on this, man? I messed up and have USA Today, but I don't believe that's the source.
If you have it, it was a I think a publication out of KC.
Okay.
ThePitchKC.com.
Okay, thank you. The players involved in this are Tech N9ne, TikTok, and, you know, Republicans. Kev again titled this, now that you know that it's Republicans, Inbred Kingdom. Just so you, I just want to make sure that you understand that he's flipped Red Kingdom into Inbred Kingdom. Thank you, Kev. Comedy gold. This is what was written. We didn't think it would come to this, but here we are. Yep. As if there wasn't enough TikTok news this week, the newest trend on the popular app is a sound that features a clip of Tech N9ne's hit song Red Kingdom being used for Republican propaganda. Red Kingdom is a nod to the Kansas City Chiefs. As a Raiders fan, this whole article is disgusting. Thank you very much. And has been largely accepted in the community as a hype song for the team. Once again, disgusting. But non-locals on TikTok have begun to use the sound to promote President Trump and other conservative ideals. Now we've gone further discussing.
Wow.
Right? The yep. idea of Red Kingdom coincides with the color red traditionally being associated with the Republican Party.
Right. Pretty straightforward.
In response to these Republicans, to these Republican propaganda TikToks, many Black Lives Matter activists. Can you guys stop saying that?
What?
I don't know any Black Lives Matter activists that are like responding to stuff like this. There aren't
right.
any.
They should literally just start saying, you know, normal people. Your average everyday right. just, not stupid person.
Right. There is just the people that work for that organization, whatever, are not on TikTok responding.
Becky is Antifa.
Oh my God. People who are in support of Black Lives Matter as an ideology
right.
and maybe not even as a, you know, as a group or, you know what I'm saying, but just as an ideology, people who are in support of Black Lives Matter and liberal users.
Yeah, like,
you know,
some of my best friends are Black Lives Matter. That type of person. That's really what we're talking about.
I think you just described liberal users have made videos to flood the sound tag with positive, inclusive content to drown out, quote unquote, the hateful post. We
good for them.
Yeah. Okay. I want to somehow fit the song off of AC Alone's record, B-Boy Kingdom, into this. Like, I want Republicans to start using it. I don't know what they would use it for. But I would love for them to, dear Republicans, please find a way to use AC Alone's B-Boy Kingdom. I just want you to figure it out. You know what I mean? You can do it. You guys seem to be very resourceful. You clearly listen to a wealth of hip-hop music.
Yeah. It's big.
A bevy, if you will.
Oh my goodness. Did you see the posts in the article?
Well, I saw the one that was like, let's get some followers. That was weird.
Oh, you mean let's get some followers?
Oh, I didn't realize it was spelled wrong. Check
yeah.
that out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good
not,
job.
Not the, you know, not the most spell checkingist group of individuals, job. Evidently.
Yeah. Looking like a Trek Life Facebook post before he edits. Good Lord, that guy.
I wish, you know what? They should take away on Facebook, they should take away the like count and they should add an edit count.
Oh my God.
This post has been edited 14 times.
Yeah, dude, I have to grade my thoughts. Like, oh my God, that is poor, horrible sentence structure. I need to fix that. Oh man. Yeah, that was pretty stupid, by the way. So yeah. Thank you guys for that. That's dumb.
Shout out to Tech Nine though.
Shout out to Tech Nine. A lot of publicity for that. I'm happy for him. That's kind of why I want them to use B-Boy Kingdom. I'm like, yo, figure it out.
Well, maybe they'll use Mac Miller at some point. Something like that. Or YG.
Maybe YG. Yeah.
You know, since they say Trump. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it YG? It was YG, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
FDT, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there was,
you know,
big stink
about playing that song.
Go for it. You don't listen anyway. I mean, shoot, he came out yesterday to Live and Let Die. Which, you know, timing couldn't be better. 160,000 people in. It's like, all right. It's your choice.
So tone deaf. So tone deaf and so much about the drama. So
he's like, I listen to the beat. I listen for the beat. I'm more of a beat guy.
And when a reporter says, why would you choose that song? It's like, oh, you guys are so sensitive. It's like, no. It's like, shut up. What a joke.
Really, really, we're not. At this point, we're so desensitized.
Yeah.
But still, he's like, come on, you're wildin'.
Kev's titled all of these, by the way, which generally Kev's titles are much better than mine. So you guys are in for a treat with this next one. Kev's title for this is "The Package Has Been Delivered." When you hear what this is about, oh my God. Yo.
Oh, let him know.
A woman has revealed her shock after she spotted an Amazon delivery driver taking a poo in her garden.
Oh, by the way, international news. This is Amazon.uk.
.uk. Right? Well, and I got to check to see if this was like satire because I'm not entirely sure about it either. This is reported by sun.co.uk. I'm still not sure if this is satire or not. I did some back checking.
It doesn't matter. This is one of those things. If it's wrong, I don't want it to be right.
Well, a couple of other sites popped up with it, and I was like, okay, wait, I'm still confused. So the players involved in this are Sharon Smith. And if you are a Bob's Burgers fan, Zeke from Bob's Burgers. This is it. It is
the mad pooper.
Thank you, Kev. Thank you. Oh, man. See, what a brilliant team Rap Sucks Radio is. So this is what happened to Sharon Smith. A man ran from his vehicle into her garden, and Sharon followed him, fearing that he was stealing wood from her. This is already amazing. This is already amazing. Is that what y'all doing in the UK? Y'all stealing wood? I mean, I know it happens. It happens at construction sites. But
instead, he was leaving a log for her.
Yeah. The mum, this is UK, M-U-M, mum of two. Uh-huh. Then caught the man squatting among the trees and pooing on her property. I'm trying to continue reading.
You can do it.
Ezel.
You can do
it. Ezel in the house. She's Ezel. Smokey.
Oh my goodness.
Smokey, what you doing in the backyard back there? Nothing, man. I'm fixing something. Smokey, I'm not a smart man, but it seems like you back there taking a poo. Sharon said after she asked him to leave, she called the police. She says the man turned out to be the Amazon driver, be an Amazon driver who went on to deliver a parcel to. Oh, he went on after he did that to deliver.
That's what I'm saying.
Whoa. To what I thought he did. I thought he delivered the. Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me make this correct. I thought he delivered the mail or the box to. None of it sounds right. To the neighbor first and then pooped in the backyard. But he pooped first.
Did they put the word parcel in quotes?
They did because they were like me. They couldn't figure out what word they could use going forward that didn't sound like poof. Y'all see me like sliding back and forth just because my chair keeps rolling back towards my table. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Oh. Can you imagine being her neighbor though? So he dropped off, so he dropped the load at her house, and then he went off to drop off an actual deliver an actual package at her neighbor's house. But can you imagine being her neighbor and you pick up the son the next day and you read this?
Right?
And you walk over to Sharon's house and go, yo, you couldn't give me the heads up.
Did he put on gloves after Sharon? There's pertinent information here I need to know. Was there hand sanitizer involved at the very least? Did this dude literally poop in your backyard, not wipe himself, and then place a box that his nasty hands have touched on my front porch, and oh, you didn't God. Say a single word, mum of two?
Thanks, Sharon. By the way, what's up with the leaf blower? Sharon.
Right? Stupid leaf blower. Police attended the scene and questioned the delivery driver, who claimed that he was desperate for the loo. I love it. This is so English.
It all sounds very classy.
It does.
When you put it that way.
How do you operate so great as a country that everything sounds... You know, even like when they're about to fight, it sounds pleasant. He said he wasn't feeling well and that he did not realize the grounds were part of a private garden. The decision was made not to arrest the Amazon employee on the condition that he would clean up the mess. Kev, he didn't even...
He didn't do the little dog using his feet, just knock some dirt over onto the... Come on.
Okay, but here's the problem. Okay, so he didn't clean it up, right? But this is what happened. Sharon said the man ignored her while she asked what he was doing. Smokey!
Not surprising, honestly.
Right, as you should.
If you're in the middle of it,
I mean,
hey, nothing else is going on.
Once the train is coming down the track, ain't no turning back. That rhyme did not even mean it to. She said he just remained pooing while asking me what the problem was.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Like, yeah, love. What's the problem?
She said, the cheek of it.
What's the trouble, love?
Yeah. Then she said, he messed with the wrong woman. I'm a blue belt. I love it. This story is so amazing. She's not claiming to be a black belt. She is still in training.
No. Yeah.
In Taekwondo. And the anger and rage he saw was enough to put the fear of God in him. Those two sentences don't matter. Like,
he's a black belt in Kung Fu. I'm sorry.
Okay, Sharon's story.
My bad.
You win. You don't have to say that. You win. You've won this episode, as you have so many others. A black belt of Kung Fu is game over. We really should stop talking about this now. But I do have to timeline this to show how Sharon's story doesn't make sense.
No. Okay. Don't come on. Okay.
I have to do this.
All right. Fact check it.
Sharon said that she put the fear of God in him.
Right.
But not only did he not clean up after himself, he also continued pooing while she told him that she was a blue belt in Taekwondo. I don't think he was afraid. Then he went on to deliver a package to your neighbor. Sharon, I don't think you put any fear in him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He doesn't seem afraid, Mumble 2. He does not seem afraid whatsoever. Anyway.
She scared the poop out of him.
He emerged from the bush quite aggressively, but I was angrier than him, so he kept kept him there till my husband and then the police arrived. So, okay. He emerged from the bush.
The only thing that he's bummed about that he doesn't...
You go. Go ahead.
I was going to say it would have been better if he was a UPS driver.
Why, Kevin?
Because they got the brown uniforms.
What can brown do for you? It's so perfect. Yeah. This is the worst. He emerged from the bush quite aggressively. Who's that angry after that, by the way?
Yeah. No, he didn't. Come on, Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon, you're telling a fib here. I'm not going to buy it. It's a, the cheek of it. Mom of two. The cheek.
I enjoyed that.
Oh, man. All right. We made something out of that. I thought that was going to be pretty cut and dry, but that story is ridiculous.
Yeah, we really made a meal out of that one.
We did. Oh, man. I'm going to go poop on somebody's yard.
Oh, my God. On somebody's leaf blower.
Right? Oh, my God. That would be perfect. This poop on the leaf blower.
That would not be perfect. That would be the opposite of perfect.
Yeah, in America, you getting arrested.
That would be the
ain't no
that would be the Milli Vanilli of perfect. Oh my goodness,
girl,
gracious.
You know it's true. See how it sort of still sounds like Michael McDonald? It just doesn't. Yo. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. We really appreciate it, man. You can catch replay if you want to catch this whole episode. You can rewind it.
You need more highbrow energy in your life.
You can do that. You can also go back and check any of our past episodes on rapsucksradio.com. And we've discussed many great things. We've discussed, of course, our nation's current president. We have discussed dining in parking garages. We've discussed several things. We've discussed a primate that took over a hospital. We've had quite a few amazing conversations on this show, and I think you should catch all of it.
Yep.
That is rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms, and you also can catch this on your television. I'm going to get on this TV, mama. BTSN Pass or BTSN Channel. Download that on your Roku, your Fire Stick, or your Fire TV. Go ahead and start that app on up, and we are right there on the front page. Rapsucks Radio, myself, Kev Sakota. I am your homeboy, Trek Life, and that is your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yes.
Once again, thank y'all for tuning in. We will catch y'all next week. And on the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace.
Peace.
And we out, y'all. Don't go pooping on front lawns, man. That's nasty.